This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you find a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays at civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one. We've been sitting on this for a little bit.
Yeah.
This is from WTAM. I don't know where that's from. Radio The Tony with the byline. Headline reads, man arrested with drugs in bag labeled, definitely not a bag full of drugs. For the second time this year.
What?
The second time this year, someone got arrested after drugs were found in a pouch with a label saying, there are no drugs in here. And this was Wisconsin. This is our own.
Yeah.
During a traffic stop in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, police found a vehicle connected to a wanted individual. Once the canine unit was alerted to potential contraband, they searched it where they found a bag, definitely not a bag full of drugs, inside the vehicle. Not surprisingly, inside the bag not full of drugs were drugs, cocaine, a loaded gun, drug paraphernalia, and some money. For future reference, police rarely fall for that. When it says, definitely not a bag full of drugs, and it's printed on it.
Oh, and
it's not like someone hand wrote, definitely not a bag of drugs. No, they bought this bag.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now online. It's very nice.
It is something they purchased, like an Etsy shop or something.
It's got a fun font. what I really enjoy is that, like, there was, you know, there were drugs in the bag marked definitely not a bag full of drugs. Mm-hmm. But there was also a gun in there. And to me, I want to believe that the cops were like, wait a minute. It didn't say drugs and guns. There's a gun in
there's
here.
There's a gun in here.
Oh, my God. Almost fell for it.
The driver, a 37-year-old Kenosha man, was arrested for possession of a firearm by a felon. Maybe next time, should there be a next time?
No, there will be.
Probably.
Yeah, there will be.
Yeah. Don't keep your drugs in a bag that says definitely not a bag full of drugs. It's a thought. I don't know if he probably just thought it was funny, not that it was actually going to fool anyone.
I was once, a client of mine was a guy who worked in a chocolate factory. It was not Willy Wonka nor an Oompa Loompa, but he used the stevia product to put into the chocolate to give it sweetness.
Yeah.
And stevia in its original form is a white powder.
Looks like cocaine.
Very, very expensive. Had to be under lock and key. So he gave me a little cup of it. And he's like, here, because he was like being funny. So I just wrote on a little piece of paper, definitely not cocaine. And I got to say, no one ever busted me. So I guess I'm doing better than my brethren from Kenosha.
Definitely not a bag full of drugs, but it was a bag full of drugs. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.